The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
When was the last time you had really good Texas-style barbecue? Eric's Family Barbecue, the way it's supposed to taste. Always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Eric's Family Barbecue uses only 100% fresh meat, slowly smoked over mesquite wood until it's juicy and delicious. We all know their brisket is the best, but have you tried their pulled pork, pork ribs, or rib tips? Amazing, and their sides are all house-made. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Toledo has mismanaged time so poorly on today's show that we now have to really rush through. This is your fault, Brady.
Dick.
Way to go, Dick.
Tell you what, man.
I need a job, so down there, man, I'll produce your show. It's time for the entertainment drill. And this is kind of Colin Kane's fault, because I have a feeling that if we went to lunch, the two of us would just go back and forth with the weirdest crap for like 3 hours and realize the sun's down. I don't want to be with you anymore. he's great, though. Go see him at the 10 p.m. Prov. He's fantastic. It's time for Brady to entertain us all. It's brought to you by my friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of tactical black self-defense, the system that just keeps getting better and better. They've got a thing tonight. They're going to do a big seminar. I believe it's a gun retention. I may be wrong on that one. They do a bunch of gun ones, and they teach you how to do all sorts of things with weapons. Like I said yesterday, some idiot at the trailhead with a baseball bat started swinging at somebody. Would you know what to do if that kind of world existed right in front of you? How do you handle it? What do you do when the crap hits the fan? That nut job in Norway, shooting bows and arrows at people. You can run. If you can run, do that. That's defense one. But what if you can't? Then what do? You got to do stuff to save your life, and they teach you life-saving skills. It starts day one. You'll be blown away at what you walk away from day one. So give it one shot. Go to reactdefense.com. Go out there and say, wow, that is different than anything I've ever done. Run on the treadmill, lift weights, do all that stuff. That's great. And then React Defense, they're going to teach you, wow, I can get all this same training and learn things that could save my life or the people around me. Just as simple as going to the website, reactdefense.com. It's the home of Tactical Black. Phoenix, Glendale, and Chandler. Brady, entertain me.
At 95 years of age, Queen Elizabeth has been asked to give up one of her daily rituals, her evening cocktail.
Better than what I was thinking.
Not in a big drinker, but she has a martini usually.
Hello, our subjects. It's time to rub the bean.
Nope. Whoa. The doctor says you can't do that anymore, love.
Screw that. 95.
Yeah, let her drink. 95. You don't take away things from a 95-year-old. You start giving them stuff. Like, give her heroin, for God's sakes. Let her experience the joy of a chasing the dragon for a little while.
Demi Lovato has an extraterrestrial thing kind of locked up. So Kesha's taking on the supernatural.
Good.
Not sure if you knew this, but Kesha has had sex with a ghost.
No, I didn't know that. It's the only one left that would do her.
She's going to host a show for Discovery Plus called Conjuring Kesha, where she and other celebrity guests will explore haunted places.
Like her vagina? Is that haunted?
One of them.
Is that what that means?
One of them.
If you had a ghost in your vagina, is it now haunted?
That's called Mammoth Cave.
Oh, we have a Mo. We have Mo here. Mo is here to host the squares. Mo, you're a woman, I think.
Yes. Have you ever had sex with a ghost?
Did ghosts ever attack you in the middle of the night?
Oh, God, no, but I would love that.
It would be pretty great if ghosts were real and they started having sex.
A but haunting then your orgasm? Oh,
but then your vagina would be a tourist attraction in Jerome.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. It already is. So it's
is that right? Old West Long guys story. Up there?
Oh. Are you excited about this, Mo? Megan Thee Stallion is going to have her own hottie sauce at Popeye's.
I'd put that in me.
Okay. That's
good.
Enough.
It's good.
You go sit over there for a minute. You're off to a bad start. Megan Thee Stallion and I'd put that in me. Can't be in the same day.
Her hot sauce. What are you talking
about? I know. Ugh. This is why your station fails. Mo, everybody. She's here from the you're coming in to help us out with the squares because your station's failing. And you got to start putting your hooks in back over here.
Exactly. Yeah, I got to ride somebody's coattails.
That's right. We'll get you in here.
He's gone, so.
I think you'll be great.
Thanks.
Brett's movie this weekend. His pick is Halloween Kills.
That's right. Halloween is out this weekend.
I'm in.
Are over you going? The last
I'm going to go. I'm going, yeah.
You didn't even go to the Bond movie.
I know. I'll screw it up this week.
Big weekend.
I'm doing that one first.
Bond?
Yeah.
I'm hitting Halloween because it probably won't be in theaters that long.
No. Probably through Halloween. And yeah, that's it. I can't wait to get it out. Yeah.
And here's some classic horror filming locations that you can visit. Like the cemetery from the Night of the Living Dead. It's in Evan City, Pennsylvania.
Huh.
The steps that Father Damien Karras
falls down. Georgetown, right?
It's in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, it's a huge tourist attraction.
The Myers House in the original Halloween, South Pasadena.
Yeah, I've driven by that. I had a friend take me there when I lived in Pasadena.
It's a real estate office now.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, they moved it.
I was going to say it's a business, but it's the same place.
Yeah,
it looks the same because the sign's on it.
Yeah, they had to pick it up and move it.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody told me that. And then we went down by the house from Father
Pie.
Of the Bride. Oh, and yeah, there's all sorts of stuff. Happy Days is down there somewhere.
Crystal Lake Diner from the 1980 Friday the 13th is actually called Blairstown Diner in Blairstown, New Jersey.
All right, close her up, ready.
The Dakota apartment building, Rosemary's Baby. Also.
Is that John Lennon's place?
John Lennon died, yeah.
I've been there.
It was called the Bramford.
The Dakota is where they did Rosemary's Baby?
Yep.
No kidding. It's a beautiful building.
I've never seen it.
Oh, it's insanely pretty. It looks gothic. It stands out in and amongst all those other ones. Mo's here. We had a girl on a show. We said we'd never do this.
I know. Who are you guys?
Well, I'm gay now. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah. I've been hearing all about it.
And you
Welcome.
Did the same thing.
You're an ally now.
Oh, yeah. Well, I still don't like most of you. I still have a problem with almost all of you.
I mean, I changed all my orientations just to switch over to alt. So.
Yeah, but that's a smart move.
Yeah, you know.
But you're Mexican and a lesbian.
Yeah. It's double header right there. No one's invited me to Thanksgiving.
You can say anything you want.
Get away with everything.
Right, I could.
No one could ever get mad at you because you're like marginalized everywhere you like look every direction. You're a girl, you're a Mexican one, and you're a lesbian.
Yeah, oh, gosh. Well, bisexual, it's different. I crave both.
Make up your mind. It's like, I've said
why,
this.
Why make up your mind when you can have everything?
Because it's being the agnostic of
sex. It's like a buffet
of
people.
No, it's not. It is. That's disgusting, by the way. A buffet of people. Pick one and stick to it.
I can't. It's hard.
Do you still use the boy parts?
You know what? It's
when was the last time you had one of those?
3 years.
And you're off. You're lesbian.
That's not bad.
I think I've tightened up again. I don't know.
Oh,
I was just talking to my girlfriend about this morning.
That it's not getting used
properly.
She agreed
with you.
And she's like, "Oh, let's take a look." Yep.
Got to put some WD-40 on it.
A balloon.
Get my crowbar out of here. Well, congratulations.
Thanks,
man. New hymen. Anyway, we got the Guadalupe scores with the new host, Mo. Girl host. We're going to give you a try.
We'll see how it goes.
Well, I think you'll be all right. You've listened to it a million times.
Yeah.
You kind of get it.
I grew up listening to this station.
And don't say that like you're 14.
I'm old.
I grew up.
Wow.
You grew up learning English. Don't start. Say that you learned English from the Guadalupe Squares, and then maybe we'll allow it.
I learned English from the Guadalupe Squares.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Much better.
How old are you?
34.
You were 14. Geez, you might have grown up listening to this crap. All right, there you go. Well, go F yourself, Mo. Here we go. We got the squares coming up. We need a girl. We need a boy. I'm sure we got tickets to something good. Maybe Shinedown? Probably in that mix.
Probably
huh?
Coldplay tickets.
Could have Slipknot?
I think Slipknot.
You got Slipknot tickets. Yeah. You got also Coldplay? Well, you're going to give your tickets away? She's trying to give it away. Nobody's
Colin
listening.
Kane.
Colin Kane. We can get you into Colin's show. All sorts of good stuff if you want to play. We need a girl. We need a boy. 585-9800. The squares are next.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.